Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, and welcome to today's inspiration. I'm Lisa Berry, and I'm very grateful you are taking the time to listen. I'm here to enlighten and empower you, share some love and laughter and my perspective in hopes you will feel happier, more balanced, and enjoy this journey we are all on together. I've learned a lot about life the hard way, and I want to make it easy for you doing that by sharing my perspective. And really, all we have is our perspective. So I'm here, and I'm glad you're here, and I really appreciate you listening right now. I'm coming to you live. It's a Wednesday morning, the third day of September in Michigan. You could be listening anytime, anywhere around the world. You can listen on your iPad, on your telephone, on your computer. You can dial in. Here's the number if you want to listen online with us, 646-378-0378, although if you're listening, you probably already have done that. If you want to call, if you want to chat, if you have something on your mind, if you want to share, this is what this is about. It's about sharing and connecting. I've been a longtime Detroit area on-air radio broadcaster and started meditating a few years ago and realized that my greatest gift is that I have a large capacity to love. I'm all about love. Love is everything. But yet we live our lives and we walk around and sometimes it's hard to focus on that. Sometimes it's hard to remember that. Sometimes you have to wake up and do your mental exercises. I know I did this morning, not necessarily waking up in a great mood. It's an interesting time of the year for people, a lot of separation. And we're going to talk about ways to deal with separation. Kids going off to school, kids starting kindergarten, kids starting college, kids moving out on their own. You're growing and changing and aging, which is not always a pleasant thing to deal with. A lot of life can be difficult, but I have really come to find it all comes from within. Your perspective, your mood, your choice to have happiness. It all comes from inside you. I love to shop. I love to travel. I love to be with certain people, but you can't always count on their moods either. In fact, I was thinking about it this morning, and I was thinking, don't give away your power. It's not really your power, but don't give away your mood. Don't give away your energy. Don't let anybody else bring you down, I guess is the bottom line. And that comes from knowing yourself and loving yourself and accepting yourself and taking care of yourself internally and externally, because the human body is a miraculous thing. I used to say that babies are miracles, but we're all miracles. It's a miracle every day you wake up. It's a miracle every breath that you take. The way the human body functions is so complicated and complex, and that's just our body. And we have our minds, and we have our experiences, and we have our emotions. Wayne Dyer put something out this morning about don't be guided by your emotions. View an emotion as a choice. So I started thinking about that and looking that up. That's a really deep way to look at things, a deep way to go, to view your emotions as a choice. Do we choose our own emotions? Do they just bubble up inside of us and then we have to deal with it? Or are we choosing to be angry? I know we can choose to be happy. It may take some work, may take a moment. As I said, I woke up this morning. You know, sometimes you just wake up in a bad mood, whether it's your conscious or your subconscious or a dream or what happened yesterday. It's all in there. It's so complicated. And then you have to do some mental exercises to get yourself in a good place and get yourself in a good mood. And that's why I'm here. I want to get you in a good place. I want to get you in a good mood. And I'm so grateful that you are listening right now so we can connect and we can share. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I've been through the tough times and I want to make it easier for you. If there's something on your mind you want to talk about, 646-378-0378, 646-378-0378, live right now on a Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You want to call in. If you're listening later, feel free to email me anytime, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. I just want to connect with you. I want to inspire and enlighten and empower you with laughter and love, and that's why I do this show. And I have some information and I have some perspective, and I just want to hold your hand, and I just want us to get through this, and I want us to tell ourselves that we're calm and we're balanced and it's going to be okay, because eventually we're all going to end up in the same place, in the same direction. Not to be a downer, but it gives me perspective. It makes me realize that every day is, not to be cliche, but every day is a gift. And what are you going to do to make today a great day? And what are you going to do for somebody else? Because my favorite quote of all time is from the Dalai Lama. And he said, our prime purpose in this life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them. So I'm here to help you. This is what I can do. I'm a communicator. I'm a broadcaster. I'm a lover. And I have a lot of love. And I want to share it with you. And I want to help you feel better because I know that life can be tough. So I'm here to share my perspective, share my journey, what I've been through, and help possibly empower you and inspire you and change your perspective to realize that, you know, we're here, we made it, we woke up this morning, that's a miracle, our bodies are miracles, our minds are miracles, our lives are miracles, and I expect miracles, I expect good things to happen. If you pretty much get what you expect, you get what you focus on. I have some friends on Facebook and, you know, they're always angry about something. And I'm thinking, if you want to find something to be angry about, that's easy to do. If you want to look for what's wrong, it's easy to find it. But let's look for what's right. Sometimes you have to dig underneath the pile, but having gratitude helps a lot. Gratitude changes your emotions. Gratitude changes your perspective. And you have to be thankful. Like this morning, I'm doing laundry. Yes, everybody does laundry and doing dishes. And I thought, I am so grateful for all the water that I'm using today. And it may sound simple, but it said the more gratitude you put out there, the more it comes to you. And I didn't put it out there for anything to come to me other than just to say, wow, I am so blessed. I have a house and a washing machine, and I have water, and I'm doing lots of loads of laundry, and I can pay my water bill. Lots of people in the Detroit area, it's been a big issue in the news lately, can't pay their water bills. And I am blessed enough to be able to pay my water bill. And if you think that's silly, if you think, what is she talking about? Let's talk about it. 646-378-0378 is my number. I'm doing the show to connect with you and to touch your life and share what I've been through and hopefully empower you to have a better day. And a lot of what I started thinking about and researching and focusing on is happiness. I grew up in not a very happy household, and nobody was really happy. And somewhere I got it in my mind or my heart or my soul or my body, mind, spirit, radio, that I want to be happy. And happiness is such an interesting topic because I'll have friends and we'll debate and they say they just want to be content. And that's fine. It's not my job to judge how you feel or what you do. It's your job to decide what gets you through the day. And my feeling is, why not get through the day being happy? Content's okay if that makes you feel secure. It's hard to find things that bring comfort. What brings you comfort? It used to be shopping and cookies for me and my kids. And my kids are growing up and moving on, and cookies are hurting me in the end, literally and figuratively. And shopping costs a lot of money, and you get stuff, and it brings momentary happiness. But in a couple of weeks or a month, you're throwing that new purse on the floor, or you're not hanging up that sweater or caring about it as much. So really, none of that really matters. Happiness it's a base station. It's a base station happiness in your body, in your heart, and knowing that you're going to be okay and that you have balance and that you have perspective. So happiness is what you are, not what you have. Let's think about that for a minute. Happiness is what you are. It's what you decide to be. It's what you focus on. It's internal, and it comes from the center of your being. Well, it can come from wherever you want, but for me, that's where it comes from. So today's focus is happiness is what you are, not what you have. It doesn't matter how big your house is or how fancy your car is or how many kids you have. You know, life brings many challenges. Everything brings a challenge. Everything can be difficult. But if you choose to focus on the good part, doing laundry, grateful for my water. That may sound basic and simple to you, but I think it just helps in the long run. And then focus on what you want, not what you fear. Sometimes you just get all caught up in what if and what happens tomorrow. And, you know, as you get older, you know it's inevitable that your body, I sometimes think of it as a car. It's made up of a lot of different parts, and it needs maintenance, and they break down. And I'm not a big fan of medical procedures and needles and blood, and I think every day as I get older, I think I'm one day closer to that being a part of my life. And I would say I fear it, but I'm trying not to. I'm trying not to focus on that, trying to deal with it. So I just want to move forward no matter what. As I said, I had not a great childhood. Lots of things can happen in life, and there can be many challenges. But I say, okay, so what? Pick yourself up and move forward. Don't want to go backwards. There's really nothing to be gained by going backwards. I mean, sometimes it's nice if it's comforting to think of a memory or think of something that comforts you. But move forward. Pick yourself up, get some perspective, focus on what you want, and move forward no matter what. Because it really boils down to you are who you are, regardless of what anybody else thinks or says or does. You are unique and worthy and filled with great possibilities. Why not look at life? Why not look at yourself like that? So you grew up and your parents weren't the most supportive, loving, nurturing people in the world. They forgive them and move on. They did the best that they could do. And that's really important to realize that. Some people want to rehash their childhood and go over it and complain about it. And yeah, I think it is good to deal with it. But, you know, forgive your parents. Forgive the people who have wronged you, because they are all just doing the best they can do, empowered with the tools and the knowledge and the life experiences that they have. And that's why I'm doing this show, to give you the perspective to say it's okay to let go. It's okay to forgive people, because really, you being mad at somebody else is only hurting yourself. Think about it. They don't know. If you're mad at someone and you're not speaking to them, you're only hurting yourself, because they don't know. They're dealing with their own stuff and focusing on their own life, and you are just hurting yourself, holding onto that anger that physically and mentally and emotionally is hurting you. But maybe you don't want to spend time with them. Maybe you can choose to move away from them in your life, and that's okay if you don't enjoy their energy, or if you don't enjoy their attitude, or if you don't appreciate something they said or where they're coming from. Then don't let them in. Put up the emotional gate and don't let them in, but don't be mad at them. Don't hang on to anger. It's only going to hurt you. So let it go. And remember, you are who you are, regardless of what anybody else thinks or says or does. You are unique and you are worthy. And you are filled with great possibilities. And if I'm touching a nerve, or you want to say, yeah, Lisa, or what, Lisa, I'd love to talk to you. 646-378-0378 is our number right now. Courtney is standing by, which we, again, are very grateful for. And she can take your call, and let's connect. Let's talk. 646-378-0378. Meanwhile, I'm going to focus on happiness, because it's a choice. I've thought about it. I researched it. I've lived it. I feel it. I know it. How can you could be in the middle of a volcano, and if you choose to be happy, you can be happy. You can. I mean, it may be more challenging. It may be more difficult, but you can choose it. And a big fan of Sean Aker. He wrote several books. He's from Harvard. It's coming to me now that Harvard's really quite out there. Harvard University in the Boston area has a lot of positive psychology people, a lot of forward thinkers, a lot of people looking into life and what happens and why. And Sean is from Harvard, and he wrote The Happiness Advantage. He was recently on Oprah's show, and got a lot of publicity for that. He has a great TED Talk. I don't know if you're familiar with TED Talk. You can find them online. They have an app. They're on Facebook. TED Talks are a series of 20-minute conversations. They're only 20 minutes, which is great, because who has a lot of time to sit through a long presentation? 20-minute TED Talk. And if you've never heard of them, please look them up. There's so many great TED Talks out there. But Sean, A-C-H-O-R, has done a very popular one. And it's just a great. I've watched it several times, and I highly recommend it. I have not looked at his book, The Happiness Advantage, but I'm very familiar with him and what he thinks and his perspective and the research he's done in Harvard. And he actually founded the Institute of Positive Research and Good Think Incorporated. And he talks about the happy secret to better work. And he actually thinks that it's not, you work better when you're happy, opposed to working harder makes you happy. If you're happy first, then you will work better. So he has listed a few things that things we can do every day to increase our experience of happiness. I love that. Experience of happiness. It's not just a feeling or an emotion. It's an experience. Let's experience happiness. So One, of course, is be gratitude. Have gratitude. Bring gratitude to mind. Write down three new things that you are grateful for each day. I don't necessarily write them down, but I try when I wake up in the morning and I think, oh, this blah, nope. What am I grateful for? Well, first of all, I'm grateful I woke up. That's a big deal for some of us. And then I'm grateful for things. There's a thing going around Facebook. People are being challenged to write, you know, what they're grateful for every day. And that's great. I don't know if everybody necessarily wants to read them all, but they're out there. And good for the people who are doing it. He also says journal about a positive experience you've had recently for 2 minutes once a day. So take 2 minutes every day and just write about something positive that happened. And I think that just helps you focus on it, lets you realize that there are good things in your life. You may have to take the time and put some effort into it and journal it. 2 minutes, that's all it takes. Just take the time. You'll be better off because of it. Other ways to increase your experience of happiness, including exercise. Oh, exercise, exercise, exercise. Every expert in every area on every subject all comes down to exercise. And why don't we like to exercise when we know it can improve everything from diabetes to heart disease to stress to everything? And in fact, I recently read something that said about, this is my new focus these days, if you want your life to change, if you want it to improve, if you're looking for something else, you can't do the same thing every single day and expect, isn't that the reason for insanity? If you do the same thing and expect different results. You can't do that. You got to change it up. You got to move some groove. And they said even 10 minutes of exercise a day is doing something different and could create something new in your life. I don't know about you. I don't want to live a boring, normal, same day, everyday life. I want excitement. And I'm not like jump off a cliff excitement. I just like to meet new people and go new places and experience new things. That's what makes me happy, because part of being happy is knowing what makes you happy. I don't want to live a boring routine, dull life. So I want new things to happen. I'm not a way out there, because again, I don't really like change. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but this is a time of the year for change and separation, and I'm not a big fan of it, but it's something we all need to learn to deal with, because it's the one thing you can count on in life. But if you want exciting things in your life, then you have to get out there and you have to change it up a little bit, and exercising even 10 minutes a day could change a lot of things in your world. So exercise, 15 minutes of mindful cardio is what's recommended by the experts. 10, 15 minutes, I mean, go an hour, you're even better. But 10 or 15 minutes, just try it. It could change everything in your life. Meditate. I don't know. You find it, who meditates? 646-378-0378. Do you like to meditate? Do you find it intimidating? I think a lot of people, I deal in the real world. I mean, this is body, mind, spirit radio. We're all enlightened and evolved, right? That's why we're here in the first place. That's why there's this great magazine, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, that's distributed to thousands of to people around the Southeast Michigan part of the state. And we're doing it because we want something else, because we are moving in a different direction. And if you're just dabbling in here, welcome, and open your mind and let's have some fun. And meditating, does it sound intimidating? I think people think, oh, only gurus meditate, or Deepak Chopra. We need to mainstream meditation. Ooh, I should write that down. We need to mainstream meditation. It is so beneficial in so many ways, and it doesn't have to be a big deal. You can do, Sean is saying, just watch your breath go in and out for 2 minutes a day. He's got it down to a two-minute thing, 2 minutes of gratitude, 2 minutes of meditation, and maybe he's thinking anybody can do anything for 2 minutes. So just watch your breath go in and out for 2 minutes a day. It's just about disconnecting. It's about breathing and focusing and letting go. And people think, oh, I have to have a mantra. Well, really, a mantra, it's just a way to take your brain off everything else that's going on. Your mantra can be anything from I'm calm to, sometimes when I'm trying to go to sleep at night, I just say sleep now. That's how I breathe in, focus on my breath, and then I just say sleep now. And then it cancels out all the other thoughts going on in my mind. It's good to let go. I mean, I'm a thinker. I like to plan. I like to think and anticipate and envision, and that's a whole other conversation. Envisioning can be very powerful in getting what you want out of life. But sometimes you just got to let go. And that's what meditation is all about. That's how I found out who I am and what my purpose is. And what I want to share with the world is by meditating, by letting go and asking, who am I? Focus on that for a few minutes. And what do I want? And it just activates brain waves. It's nothing scary. And it is easier said than done, because it is very hard for us to disconnect. Do you think about all the thoughts that are going on in your mind? Have you listened to that conversation you're having with yourself? There's a lot going on in there, and it's just about being aware. It's about being aware of what's in your mind and being aware of what you're thinking, or letting go of some of those thoughts and just getting in touch with your inner self. And as an expert in positive psychology, Sean Aker has some great ideas, and he says genes and environment will define your happiness. Genes and environment, which I agree, unless you make conscious changes to your mindset and habits. If you do the latter, your happiness will no longer remain under the tyranny of your genes, childhood, and environment. In the end, happiness is not the belief we don't need to change. It is the belief that we can. So, yeah, I was talking to someone the other day about being quiet and not being very social. And I think part of that is genetic. You know, we have our genes and we are wired certain ways. But my buddy Deepak Chopra and Dr. Rudy Tanzi from Harvard University are actually working on a book about genetics and how we can change our genes. And that's pretty powerful. And it's a pretty interesting thought to think you can change your genes. When I go to the doctors and they say, well, tell me about your family health history. And I say, just write doomed, because it's in my genes to have all sorts of diseases. And I guess that's what I'm trying to combat right now, with a good positive mental attitude and meditating and focusing on my cells and trying to be healthier and trying to be happier. It's really all about what you focus on and what you see. And I've worked on something. These things I call Lisa's Love Notes. And I'm going to take a break right here. I'm going to play one for you. So you might want to close your eyes. And it's one of those two-minute relaxation things. And take a listen. And maybe it'll help you relax and focus and enjoy. Everything will be okay. Just breathe. Take a deep breath. Life is short. All we have is this moment, so make the most of it. Focus on something positive. Let go of bad memories and unfounded fears. Fear nothing and think only of love. Take time to realize what makes you happy. Where are you headed? What direction do you want to move in? Think about that and feel yourself doing what you want to do. What brings you joy? Jump into it and feel what it would feel like to be doing that. Breathe deep and realize we only have so much time on this planet. So why not make that as positive as possible? Share your gifts and do what you can to help others. Breathe. Love. Laugh. And enjoy this moment. Just a little mental break to help us feel energized and relaxed. I did it, and I actually make myself feel relaxed listening to them. So I'm working on, and there will be more of those. And I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to connect with me and let me know what you thought, Lisa Love Barry, BARRY, @gmail.com. It's 10:24 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Wednesday morning, and I'm live right now, but you could be listening live or you could be listening later, and I appreciate you listening at all. And I want to hear from you. This is about connecting, and I don't want to do all the talking. I am happy to share my perspective, but I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know what you're going through. I want to know, how can I help you? Because as the Dalai Lama said, our prime purpose in life is to help others, and that's why I do this show. And that's why I want to be here. And that's what I am moving forward with and trying to do no matter what, because I just feel strongly about it. I feel passionate about it. I feel like we all need love. We need love, and we need to know people care, and we need to know that we're valued more than we need anything else in this world right now. There's some horrible things going on in the world right now as far as journalists and ISIS and things that are happening. And I just want to be part of something positive. You know, I work at a commercial radio station, and it's, and every station has its niche, and every station has its purpose, and every place does different things for different reasons, and I don't want to fake it. I don't want to work at a radio station and create drama. Do you need more drama in your life? Do you really find that interesting? I don't understand that. All these reality shows, and I like my reality shows. I'm human. There are certain reasons why I watch certain shows, but there's like a formula. I don't know if you've noticed it. It's all about creating drama. Oh, we're up against the clock, and this is not going to happen. And all those, why are we creating drama? Maybe it's just me, but I have been through enough. It's happened to me enough. I do not need to create drama in my life. I've had my share of illnesses, losing a beloved, intelligent, talented sister at way too young of an age, having a son who went through a serious medical situation at the age of 14. I mean, things that happen that you say, why? Why is this happening? Well, it's life, and it happens. So I don't need to create it, because it all happened. I didn't create any of that, and I had nothing to do with it. I had to learn to cope with it, and I have to learn to feel balanced, and I have to learn to focus on what's right in life, and that's why I do this show, and that's what I'm trying to convey to you, and hopefully you will feel that, and it will make a difference in your life, because you don't need to create drama. We all have enough deadlines. We're up against the clock. Why are we watching a TV show that shows people racing against the clock? I don't know. Sometimes it's fun. But a lot of it is drama, and I don't need to create it, because that is life. It'll just happen. You don't need to look for it. I want to look for what's good. I want to focus on love. I want to focus on laughter. I want to focus on lightening your load, because life can be difficult. And you can be happy. Believe me. You can. We all face our challenges, and you are worth it. And I went to lunch with a friend the other day, and they have this place, and I call it the swoopy booth. It's a big swoopy booth, and there was only two of us. And she said, can we sit here? And I said, yes, we deserve it. And I think it kind of threw her for a loop. I think she kind of laughed, like, what? And I thought, we deserve it. And I'm saying, love yourself, not from a me first. I wasn't like, hey, forget you, I'm getting the big booth. It's like there was no one else there. We weren't putting anyone else. I wanted to sit somewhere comfortable. I wanted to sit somewhere special because it made me feel good. And that was my choice, because I know what I like and I know what makes me feel good. And you got to think about that. I say to people, what makes you happy? And they say, I don't know. And I think, how can you be happy if you don't know? And what do you want out of life? I don't know. Well, how can you get what you want out of life if you don't know? A lot of people just kind of floating around and going day to day and being mad and looking for what's wrong. And that's not going to get you anywhere. It's going to get you stressed out. It's going to hurt your heart. It's going to hurt your kidneys. It's going to hurt your soul. So, yes, I know it's work. Believe me, I'm human, and I've been through it, and I'm going through it now. Every day is a challenge. Every single day is a challenge. But I decide, ultimately, with some effort, some meditation, and some breathing, and some thinking, and some deprogramming of my awful childhood and my sometimes anxiety-ridden body, and I decide to breathe, and I decide to go outside and look at the flowers and listen to the birds, and it sounds simple, but it can make a difference. I decide, and you can decide, and we can all be happy, because why not be happy? That's the whole point of life, is to be happy. And I'm not saying be irresponsible. I pay my bills. You can count on me. You call up Lisa, I'll be there for you. Because, again, I think life is about helping other people. But if I want to sit in the swoopy booth and feel special, I deserve it. And I wasn't hurting anybody else, and it made me happy. And sometimes it's just the simple things. And that's the message I'm trying to convey to you. But you got to know. You got to take the time. You got to focus on it. You got to be grateful for what you have. And you have to think about that, not what you don't have. And you have to give up fear. I talked about that last week. I don't know if fear is opposite of love. To me, that seems like an extreme stretch. Fear or love, pick one. I'm always picking love, no matter what. I can still have some fears, but I'm always picking love. Because love is the most important thing, and that's the only thing you can count on. And you got to have it. You got to feel it. You got to be aware of it. So here it is in Michigan. It's still summer. It's summer for like 20 more days. I'm not letting go of summer. In fact, I even violated my own rule, and I wore white after Labor Day. I know that's old school, but you got to have some traditions. You got to have something to hang on to. So I was living life on the edge, and Labor Day here in Michigan was on Monday, and I wore white on Tuesday. I'm not going to wear any more, but hey, one day at a time, right? So change is in the air. The kids are all going back to school. You can feel the sun is in a different place in the sky. Yeah, I'm that sensitive. I can sense that the sun is in a different place in the sky. And you can hear the cicadas and you can hear the bugs and the seasons are changing. And you got to go with the flow, whether you like it or not. Fall in Michigan is usually beautiful. Fall is typically my favorite season because it's fall and there's cider and donuts and the leaves change and it cools off. And then Christmas is around the corner and I'm in this moment now, but I am thinking ahead. So, but it's a big time of change. The kids are going off to school. It's hard. The people say, well, it's Mom's Day. Yay, moms are happy their kids are off to school. Well, you know, there's a lot of responsibilities with school. There's homework and kids socializing. And if you care about your kids and you're in touch with their lives and you're in touch with them, you worry about them. You want them to be happy. You want them to be accepted. You want them to grow up and evolve and become well-balanced, functioning adults themselves. And you send them off to school, and yeah, part of it is like, yeah, I can go out to lunch and do whatever I want. But if you're a caring, loving mom, like I feel like I've been, you worry about them. You want them to be okay. You want them to eat a healthy lunch, and you want them to succeed, and you want them to have friends, and you want them to not be bullied and picked on. So those are some things that you think about. And it's a big time of change. So I found some ways to deal with change and how to deal with separations. Maybe you're separating from a spouse, or maybe you're separating from a job, or maybe you're moving somewhere, and it's change. And change can bring a lot of emotions. So the number one way to deal with separation is accept your emotions. Anger, exhaustion, despair, frustration. Common emotions experienced by people coping with separation. It's common to feel some of those emotions at the same time. So just accept them. And then move on. Take a break. It may not be possible to take a leave of absence from work, but try to take a few days off. Try to take it easy for a day or two. Regroup, heal, and regain your focus. Let others help you. Are there people who won't let other people in? I guess I've experienced that. But it's good to talk about it. Discuss your emotions and plans for the future. Join a support group or get professional help if you need it. I mean, I talk a lot about happiness and choosing happiness and maybe make it sound so easy, but a lot of times people will have a mental imbalance or a chemical imbalance, and I'm not your source for help with that. But it is good to know when that intervention is necessary. I'm here with lots of love, and I'm here with lots of encouragement, and I'm here to let you know it's going to be okay. We're all powering through as positive as possible. I'm trying to get through this together. But if you have a chemical imbalance or you know someone who has some serious issues, then you need to get serious help, because I am not a doctor. I'm just a doctor, a studier of life. Maintain your health in order to help achieve emotional balance. Isn't that what we all want, emotional balance? Neglecting your health during a separation could cause physical health problems later. So, of course, eat a healthy diet, eat lots of fruits and veggies, exercise. There it is again, exercise. Do they talk about exercising in the Bible? That's probably the only place. I bet they do, because everyone else talks about that. I'll have to talk. That'll be my next topic. How far back does exercise as the answer to every problem go? But really, at least 30 minutes of exercise, 3 to 5 times per week. And if you're exercising, good for you. And if you're not, hey, I can do it, you can do it. And why aren't you? Because it's the solution to everything. Why am I not? I'm getting ready to go to the gym. We'll see. That's my plan. And then refrain from engaging in unhealthy lifestyle options. Drugs and alcohol during a difficult emotional period can create long-term habits. So just avoid excessive use. If you're going through a time of turmoil, change, separation, it's that time of the year for many of us, avoid making life major altering decisions. Decisions that can change your life should be left for when your judgment may not be clouded by emotions resulting from your recent separation. So now is not the time to make any big decisions or make any other big changes. Stay away from stressful situations. Well, good luck with that. If possible, avoid disagreements, dramatic people, and uncomfortable conversations that may be stress-inducing. So stay home and meditate all day. Then you can just relax and be focused and not be sensitive to other people's moods or negativity. Concentrate on your own interests. Spending time in activities leaves you less time to dwell on your separation. So get busy. Get out there. Get a hobby, volunteer, meet new people. Gaining new friends can give you a sense of confidence and pride that will help you overcome and cope with your separation. Is anybody meeting anybody new? How do you do that? That's why I do the show. I want to connect with new people. And I'd love to hear from you because I'm getting near the end of the show here. 646-378-0378 if you want to discuss anything I've talked about. If you want to connect, if you want to say hi. Or you can always email me, lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. And last but not least, when you're dealing with separation or change, maintain a positive attitude. The emotions you experience during a separation even out over time. So remain positive and optimistic about the future. And you're in the right place. You're listening to Today's Inspiration. And that's what this is all about, is giving you an optimistic, positive perspective on life. And I know it has many challenges because I've lived them. I'm living proof that life can be difficult, and every day you wake up, stuff happens, and I don't need to watch drama TV to bring drama to my life. It's out there. So I'm here to say it's okay, and you can be happy. It's a choice. So spend your time doing the things that make you happy. First, find out what it is that makes you happy. Second of all, be around people who make you happy. And take care of yourself inside and outside. Exercise. I guess I got to go work out since I've talked so much about exercise. And everybody says exercise is the solution to all your problems. But most of all, know that I'm here for you and love yourself. Find out who you are and what makes you happy. And do that. Please be happy. I really appreciate you listening. And again, I'm available to speak at your function. I like to bring laughter and love to the world. And I've lived the hard times, and I want to make life easier for you so you don't have to go through everything that I've gone through. Share my perspective with you and make life a little bit easier, because I know that it can be challenging. I do. I know that, and I feel that. And I want it to be better for you. So if you would, again, like to email me, it's lisalovebarry @gmail.com. And I really appreciate you listening. And I look forward to connecting with you soon. Take care.